Over the past week, hundreds of migrants have tried to force their way into Spanish enclaves in North Africa. At least 11 of them have been killed. The migrants were trying to get to Europe using Melilla and Ceuta as jumping-off points. The enclaves are considered part of the European Union. Now, Spain has sent army units to help its border police, and the migrants are being sent away. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
A group of black Africans are lined up for soup and bread outside a temporary immigrant shelter in Melilla. But only the strongest have got this far. They are nearly all male, lean and muscular. But their eyes gleam with fright. Many have limbs in casts and bandages on their hands, feet, and faces. They got here by clambering over the coils of razor wire on the 20-foot-high border fence and dodging police bullets. The last thing Malibu de Luis of Cameroon wants is to be sent back.
He prefers to die than go back to Morocco. He prefers to die because Morocco is more than die. So that is all that you can say. He prefers to die.
His companion is Alain Zila from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He dreads going back to a region where war has left millions dead. But Spain has already deported dozens of immigrants back over the border to Morocco in a change from the old unwritten policy of turning a blind eye to those who made it into Melilla. Human rights groups say the mass deportations are prohibited by international law, but the government in Madrid has defended its actions. Officials say they've received assurances from the Moroccan government that the immigrants will be treated humanely. At the immigrant shelter, many say they've spent months, even years, waiting for the right moment to try to get across the fence. Both De Luis and Zila say they lived like animals, scavenging for food and enduring abuse from police and locals.
You know, Morocco is not a good country. Morocco is a very, very bad country because to Morocco, many people suffer to Morocco. Police, they have bad treatment, police beat people. Police kill, people in Morocco not respect the black color.
The Moroccan district that includes the border area has its regional government in the town of Nador, about 5 miles from Melilla. Mohamed Boujida, president of the regional council, denies that racism is a problem in Morocco. No, not here. These are our African brothers. We treat them well and we try to help them, he says. When they're in the villages, people give them food, clothing, and money. I personally have come across them several times and I gave something, he adds. He says his relatively poor country is caught between the destitution of sub-Saharan Africa and wealthy Europe. If the United States, with all its power, has not managed to stop the immigration from Mexico, how can countries like ours, or even Spain, stop it, he asks. Morocco says it's trying to deal with the problem humanely. It has been rounding up the immigrants near Melilla and sending some of them back on flights to Mali and Senegal. But aid organizations accuse Morocco of dumping hundreds of others near its southern borders in the Sahara Desert without food or water. Those who have eluded Moroccan authorities continue to live a precarious existence. Some, like this group, have fled the area near Melilla. They are now living on a hillside near the Algerian border, 100 miles away. And they no longer believe that media exposure can help them.
Not good.
They kill our people every time.
Killing our people and you
every
are coming
like
to interview us, then we keep suffering, dying.
Some plan to make their way back to Melilla when things quiet down and try to jump the fence again. Others say they'll look for a different way to get into Europe. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski.